This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you right here at the top. I was waiting for the maestro. Leonard Cohen dies at the age of 82. If you think of Leonard Cohen, he was a poet, a songwriter, a singer, had enormous influence in pop music, in literature. I mean, his songs, think about them. Suzanne, Bird on a Wire for Judy Collins. And how about this one? Hallelujah. Check it out.
Now I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Cohen won 4 Juno Awards, 1 Grammy, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement as well in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I saw him there. He's got some of his memorabilia. He's part of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. The list goes on and on. I mean, truly, this was a talented, wonderful human being. So Leonard Cohen, dead at the age of 82. We swing from that to the protests that have not died off. Thousands of people protesting in Chicago and Washington and Portland, Oregon. It's gotten nasty. The police at these anti-Trump rallies have to get out the riot gear. Projectiles are flying all over the place at the cops. Cars have been damaged. That's a shame. It's awful to see and hear of that. In Los Angeles, perhaps another one of the hot spots, where you have people on the 101 who are crawling all over the 101, stopping rush hour traffic. How long this continues, I think it continues maybe through the weekend at the most, but hopefully not into next week. It does no good, and it's unfortunately also causing damage and turmoil to people who don't deserve to be in the middle of that. So what are you possibly gaining by jumping in the middle of a protest? Some will talk about the money they could make because, as it has been brought up on this show, some of the people certainly have been paid to be there. And we know that and realize that that's part of it now, and that is outrageous in itself. But then there are other people that also file into that mob. And the mob mentality is never a good mentality. I mean, I thought that was the whole idea here, that we were trying to move forward and make America better, make America great again. You know, Hillary Clinton herself doing what you do as a politician, saying be open-minded. Bernie Sanders saying the same thing. A lot of politicians saying that. Now it's his. He's got the 4 years and maybe 8, who knows, to do what he said that he would do, especially in the job scenario. Can you blame people who had their overtime ripped from them, had children trying to feed families, and then finding also that your health care which was then slashed and thrown back to you, was not only cut, but to have health care, you have to pay triple in premiums. So how are you supposed to afford that, especially after your pay has been cut? And listen, I've said this before, and I am right there with you in what I've had to deal with health care has been a nightmare for me, and maneuvering it and figuring it out because of companies and working with companies, and I know too many people that fall into that same category, that they're left on the beach, and then you got to swim and figure it out for yourself. And jumping into the exchanges really didn't do most people any good. If you had 2 cents in your pocket, maybe it did you some good. If you were anywhere in the middle class at all, in any form, that's where you were getting squeezed. And to me, it was the middle class that came out and said, we just can't do this anymore, especially with health care. And then the premiums were released, and people found out about the premiums, and they were stunned. Even if they were going to go up a little bit, it's not a little bit when you go up from, let's say, for an average example, $350 to $790. That's a month. Come on. And their health care hasn't improved. So it's not like they got some gold star incredible plan for that amount of money. And, of course, people are taking issue of that. Of course they are. So we've got protests happening. We also have the president meeting with Donald Trump at the White House, and Melania Trump meeting and having tea with Michelle Obama. This is what you do in a civilized society. This is how you, even if you're gritting your teeth, which could be all the way around for everybody, including the Trumps, you do it, because that's what we do in a civilized society, right? Absolutely. As we move along here, you will have a conversation in this hour with Megan Barth. She has some eye-popping revelations as to a look back at what happened in the election and the Rust Belt and the everyday people who were getting jobbed, my word, coming out to vote in record numbers. And what does that all mean? So that's coming up. Also, a mailbag overflowing every single day. We'll definitely hit the mailbag. And I invite any of you who are listening to me, a lot of people write me and say, my hours changed, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I download the show. Thanks for that. Awesome. You can download it at GCNLive.com, or you can go to TuneIn.com and download the shows there. All the shows are listed. There's like 200 shows that are listed, but they're listed every single week, so you can take advantage of that. And then you can hear it and send us your thoughts. You know, how about that? So let's hit some of the other coming up. We'll hit some of the other quickly odds and ends on the day. So the Trumps had their exchanges, and apparently that was, like I said, pretty civil. So that's a good thing. I'm not surprised by that. I expected that's exactly what we would see. You have, I think, candidates, frankly, that look exhausted. You look at Kellyanne Conway, who's the campaign manager for Trump, and I mean, she has to be exhausted. Just look at, you can see it, the election in their faces, because all the last minute running around and everything else. So, for example, the VP, Pence, went back to Indiana for the first time since being elected VP. Think he's getting 8 hours of sleep? Can I please just get 8 hours of sleep? All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door.
Listening to America Tonight. I'm going to jump on a call, and then we're going to head to the movies quickly here. Let's go to Graham in Mississippi. Hey, Graham, how are you?
Well, Kate, you know how they do medical studies, and then they release medicine.
Wait a second. You're not Graham. This is creme de la creme.
Graham, yeah.
Yes.
That's all right. That's why I kind of chuckled. That's all right. It'll take a while. It's going to even take me a while, but, you know, I'm hoping for the best for the country. That's why I changed.
There you go. I'm hoping for the best, too.
That's what it means, the cream of the crop. That's what creme de la creme means. But anyhow,
that's right.
When you're doing medicine, you know how they stick it out of their market, and then about 5 years later you got commercial where, you know, if you've taken this, you know. It's the same thing with these riots. It proves the point has come to a head that, hey, sparing the rod has spoiled the child.
Boy, isn't that true, huh?
I tell you what we need to stop this is a bunch of good PE coaches with some paddles.
Yeah, once again, I mean, you know, it's ridiculous because the protests do not. Thanks, creme de la creme. The protests don't do anything but hurt the people in those cities, especially, to me, we've seen this before, throwing things at people, throwing things at cars. It's ridiculous. I think it's an excuse for pathetic behavior is what I think it is. All right, we got to hustle along to the movies. You got your ticket. You ready? We're going to crack open the door here. Free ticket to a movie that I actually want to go and see. And, you know, I like movies. It's a good escape. So this movie is interesting. It's kind of got that sci-fi. It is a sci-fi overtone, and it's called Arrival.
memories that define your story beyond your life. Like the day they arrived.
What might be called first contact. The objects measure you.
I'm Colonel G.T. Weber from Army Intelligence.
Thank you, Bex.
You're at the top of everyone's list when it comes to translations.
Priority one.
What do they want? Where are they from?
You'll be reporting to me, but you'll be working with him when you're in the show.
That's what they call a UFO.
Who's being carted off in the medevac?
Not everyone is wired for what you're about to do.
So what do they look like?
You'll see soon enough.
Every 18 hours, a door opens up. That's where we go in.
It's time. Yeah, that just happened.
What happened to them?
They arrived.
They need to see me.
Dr. Banks? Are you insane?
That's a proper introduction.
War objects have landed around the world.
This is one of 12. I'm never going to be able to speak their words.
Got 2 days to figure something out.
I am a human. It's their language. We need to make sure that they understand the difference between a weapon and a tool. Language is messy, and sometimes one can be both.
Are you dreaming in their language? It's possible they're prodding us to fight among ourselves.
This is just a way to force us to work together for once.
It's more complicated than.
How is it more complicated?
Russia just executed one of their own to keep their secret.
21 hours
before they start moving more.
How do we clarify their intentions?
I go back in.
Why does this feel worse?
All right, so Arrival, mystery science fiction film, PG-13, linguist professor, Amy Adams plays her. She's part of an elite team of investigators when they've got these spaceships that touch down in 12 different locations, and we could be teetering on the verge of global war. I think that this will find its audience. It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which means it's an aggregator. They look at what other people are saying in their reviews, and the reviews were really good. Forest Whitaker's in it. Jeremy Renner is in it. Remember him? He was in one of the Bournes. And, as I said, Amy Adams also in it. I think it scores very, very big at the box office. Do I think it's a good movie? I think it's got an interesting premise, but I'd have to go and see it to give you the real thumbs up on it. It looks good, I'll say that. All right, how about this? Almost Christmas.
Hey, Walter, is the family coming for Christmas?
Every single one of them. Who is this white man?
I figured y'all be hungry from traveling, so I put a little something together for y'all. Milk tea with tapioca balls.
Don't put balls in your mouth, baby.
I want pizza.
Right, yes. Here. You ungrateful.
Look at those pink pants, Malibu Barbie.
Uh-oh, somebody got a boyfriend. I got vibrators older than that child.
We're not going to make it to Christmas, are we?
Not a damn chance.
Give it to me.
This is our first Christmas without your mother. Just 5 days for y'all to act like a family.
You locked me out.
You're melting, help me.
You seem to be in a bit of a pickle. I'm trying to get you out of here.
It's not that kind of party.
If you did sit on Santa's lap, I'm sure everyone at home would love to know what you would ask for.
Ask for a suit that fits, because he's going to mess around and get a yeast infection.
Okay.
And that cream don't work on men, Cheryl.
All right, so you know what it can be like when it comes to the holidays and it comes to relatives. And pretty much that's what this movie portrays. Almost Christmas is one that will find an audience most likely, and it's just to get you kind of in that mood. It's one of those comedies, so it's an easy breezy comedy. It's PG-13 drama film kind of deal comedy. An hour 52. Danny Glover, I love Danny Glover. He's a retired automotive engineer who lost the love of his life 1 year earlier, so now the children are trying to step in and work some magic while they celebrate the holiday. So almost Christmas to our last one, Shut In.
It's not my son. It's just a body that I feed and wash and clothe.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dr. Wilson.
How's Gina doing?
Same as last week, the week before. I lost him that day. I lost Richard in the car.
The next patient is waiting for you in the office. He's dealing with a lot of grief after his mom died.
They're moving him to Boston.
Is that really necessary? He can just stay here.
It was like I had my little boy back.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How's it all going?
To tell you the truth, I think it'll be good for all of us.
Tom! Tom!
Have stated the missing child could not have survived the severe drop in temperatures.
I feel so guilty.
You cannot blame yourself.
I haven't been sleeping that well. I saw Tom. Everybody's been saying he's dead.
Your sleep problems are making it difficult for you to distinguish your nightmares from reality.
No, something is happening. Steven has scratches on his face.
Listen to what you're saying. You're talking about ghosts.
Something's going on, and it's not just in my head. I can prove it. I'm going to get you out of here. Believe me, it's real.
All right, so there you go. That wraps up the movies for this week. If you go and see a movie, if you go see Shut In, Almost Christmas, or Arrival, so scary comedy or sci-fi, let us know. Give us a cheap review. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Kicking it to Megan Barth coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Don't know why we may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. And all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. But don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pull the rise. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, Canada's too cold, South America stole our name, let's drop.
In the election, who better to talk with about this election than Megan Barth? She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Just go there, you know what I mean. And of course, we have her on a bunch to talk about all the noise that's been around us in this campaign season. But it's over, and we have a president, and it's President-elect Trump. Megan, your reaction, I just have to get your gut reaction to what was happening on election night when we started to see that Hillary Clinton was going down.
Well, I was actually on the radio hosting for Wayne Allen Root, and I do his show a couple times a week, sit in for him when he needs me to do it, as well as just an hour to open it up. So I was able to open up his show the day after Election Day. And on Election Day, he and I were on air, and we are for 3 hours, and we're watching the results come in, and he starts to kind of freak out because we're seeing Florida, and it's just, you know, a battle back and forth. And I'm like, wait, the panhandle hasn't come in yet, because the panhandle is central time zone, and the panhandle is Trump country.
Oh, yeah.
And so as soon as we saw that panhandle start to roll in, we knew we got Florida, and I was feeling pretty good about it as soon as we closed Florida. But I have to tell you, the day before, I called Pennsylvania a while ago. I had said, on other radio shows watch Pennsylvania, because if you recall, Kate, the 100,000 defections that the Democrats had from their voter rolls that went to Republicans.
Yeah.
So we had a huge drop-off in our favor of Democrats in Pennsylvania. And I said, this isn't a good sign, folks, you know, for the Democrats. This isn't a good sign. So when we saw Pennsylvania close, that was just fantastic news. But I talked to Eric Trump. And I talked to Eric Trump on Tuesday afternoon at about 3 o'clock Pacific time. And he shared with me a statistic that I don't know if you've heard, so I'm going to share with you. Since NAFTA, 70,000 factories have closed.
Wow, you're kidding me.
No.
Wow.
I said 70,000. He said 70,000. And these are the people that were left behind. These are the working class people that were stripped of their dignity, their jobs, by none other than Bill Clinton. And Hillary was his champion. This is what NAFTA did.
Yeah.
And so Trump hit it out of the park with these people, because these people are the heart and soul of America. These people are the ones that built this country with their hands, blood, sweat, and tears. These are the coal people that Bill Clinton referred to quite snidely. And these are also the people that have been directly impacted by executive overreach of Barack Obama's policies through the EPA, as well as, and then TPP is coming down the pike, and they're like, wait, we're already not working. This is the American spirit that the Democrats underestimated. They underestimated the American spirit, and Reagan told us a long time ago, never, ever underestimate the American worker. And the Democrats left these people behind in favor of their donor class, in favor of their globalist class, Wall Street class that Hillary loved to talk to for a couple $100,000 a pop. And these are also the people that the Democrats left behind in favor of just extraordinarily bad trade deals. And it was time. It is absolutely time. Trump, when he talked about immigration and he talked about the bad trade deals, he was speaking directly to these types of people in the Rust Belt that actually carried this election for us. And I said it on the air yesterday, Kate. I said, you know what? If the Democrats want to be upset with somebody about losing, they should be upset with themselves. Not only for losing, but they can thank the Democrats for handing the election to Trump.
Yeah.
Because the crossover Democrats in the Rust Belt states are the ones that really sealed the deal for us. These working class, everyday Americans, who, by the way, I'm watching Brett. So yesterday, check this out. Yesterday, the first news station I turn on in the morning after 90 minutes of sleep, no kidding, MSNBC. Because I just wanted to watch Andrea Mitchell completely have a meltdown.
And she did.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you could see it on you know, the night of the election, I didn't know who had longer faces, John Kerry or the press corps.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, you could see it. We knew they were biased. They were proven to be biased. But I have to tell you, I've been kind of enjoying their meltdown. I don't know if that's sadistic or masochistic, but anyway.
Masochistic. All right, so now Trump's in. So here's the thing. Trump's in. He says he wants to make America great again. There is a long list, as you know, from health care all the way down to some of these trade deals, which are not totally in place, because some of them could just be easily dead or killed or whatnot, and then the immigration issue. So what do you think he needs to really jump on right away to keep the confidence high?
He needs to jump on Obamacare right away.
Yeah.
Look, we've been promised the repeal and replacement of Obamacare by the do-nothing Republicans in the Congress since 2009. Okay. And they had plenty of chances to do it, or at least attempts, and they tried and they didn't. So now we have the Congress, and we have it by large margins. So let's go after Obamacare. There was an interview of a man on the street in a community right outside of Philadelphia County, small county, Washington County. Guy's been a painter. He's like, I haven't gotten over 30 hours of work a week in years. And he goes, and my sister's premiums, he said, are going up from $383 a month to $700 a month in January. This is in Pennsylvania. This is, again, why the Democrats lost. So we need to get rid of Obamacare. We need to get the engine of this economy working again, which Obamacare has significantly impacted by reducing people's hours.
Right.
You know, no one wants to hire a full-time employee because then they don't have to pay, you know, the insurance.
They have to pay, yeah.
So the market reacts to government intervention. That's what happens, Democrats. So we need to repeal Obamacare immediately and get that out of the way to restore some confidence. Make sure that these premiums that are happening in 2017 aren't going to kill the middle class. You know, Obamacare was the largest tax increase on the middle class. No one seems to want to say that, but that's exactly what it was. So we need to get rid of that. We need to, he immediately needs to remove all of the executive orders that gave bureaucracies the power to make or change law. And like, for example, Obama was brilliant at doing that, using the EPA to pass new regulations, right?
Yeah.
So we need to get rid of all of that stuff. We need to get rid of DACA. DACA was the Dreamers Act, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get rid of that. That way we can basically disembowel the violent left that we saw on the street. Are they still on the streets last night, or are they going to work today? I doubt it.
Yeah.
Are the protests still going on?
Protests were going on, yeah.
Yeah, they're still going on. They don't have jobs, and they're usually paid still by the DNC. So, we need to do that kind of stuff to get all of this weight of government and this growth of government through regulation out of the way. And then, of course, outside of that, I'd like to see some pickaxes down at the border so we can start building that wall.
Yeah, and you think he'll really do that, right? You think he'll, because he's got Congress, you think they'll really push for that?
Oh, I'll tell you what. First of all, he won because people trusted what he said.
Right.
And it wasn't just that Hillary was an awful candidate and a liar. Trump won this country because people trusted him. And he won this country based on what he promised. And the first thing out of the gate he promised to do was to build a wall. And I truly believe that he will be one of the only presidents that's going to build that darn wall. And he's going to build it with a big, beautiful door, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And that's great. You know?
And so,
the peso's down. The peso's down 10%.
It is down 10%.
So they're already paying for it.
Yep, they're definitely paying for it. You're right. Do you think, I mean, this is so early to tell, but do you think, you know, this is 4 years and he'll run again, and if a lot of these promises come through, boom, it's 8 years for Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to assume that's going to be 8 years. You know, I think what we're going to see, you know, this is a different time than Ronald Reagan. You know, Ronald Reagan was great after Jimmy Carter. He was able to close it out in 8 years. He had just a great economy behind him to leave behind to his successor, who completely messed it up. But, you know, it's a different time because we have this rise over the last 30 years of what I call creeping Marxism, whereby you have institutions, whether it is colleges or our institutions of government, which have been seeded with these, quite frankly, the outward Marxists, the ones that are funded by George Soros, the ones that hate this country, hate capitalism, and want to fundamentally transform this country, which is what Barack Obama told us he was going to do. So we have to get rid and over the noise that these people create with all of the dissension and the anarchy and the riots that we're seeing going on right now. We really have to attack strategically the groups that promote this type of violence and the undermining of this country and our Constitution. And those groups are seeded and funded by George Soros. He's got 194 501c3 and 4s.
And that's crazy.
Against the American people. So it's a different fight than it was with Reagan, but the battle just begins. What's great, though, Kate, is that now they are exposed. The emperor wears no clothes. We know who these people are. We know where they are. And game on. Game on.
Yeah, game on. That's right. Perfect place to end this. Megan Barr, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Make America great again, right?
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you.
What happened to your ghost in the town you left behind? Followed every trace you left.
P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Once again, the mailbag is filled to the brim. You heard my description the other day. Picture this, I'm walking in the door. I guess I don't walk like that. I'm walking in the door into my studio, and I pull it open, and just a ton of mail just flies in my face. Thank you so much for paying attention to America Tonight and sending me your thoughts. Remember, I always say this, everyone is welcome. Please send me whatever it is you want to send me, americatonight.net. On that note, let's roll into the mailbag. This first one is from Joe. Kate, I am so proud of America for voting for Donald Trump. I know he's rough in certain areas, but I think it's time for something completely different. And look, this guy does know how to get things done. We need a doer, not a conversationalist, not somebody who is politically correct, not somebody who has to wear a muzzle because he's beholden to so many people, and you got to give Donald that. He certainly doesn't seem to be one of those people. Yeah, this is test time. If you were just listening to Megan Barth, she said, game on. I mean, let's see it. She actually gave some pretty interesting statistics where she talked about that, and we look back on the analysis of why Hillary Clinton was trounced in so many areas, and one of them was exactly the disenchanted. We talk about this. So many of you call the show and say that this was going to happen, that there was a groundswell out there because people are tired of being being just jobbed with high premiums in health care and all the factories that closed and people who couldn't get new jobs or got jobs where their pay was limited. And we certainly have heard that from callers. We had a great woman who called us from Mississippi in the beginning of the week, and she was telling us that, you know, her husband lost overtime and it just catapulted, you know, their world in a much different direction, because that was money they counted on, and it was money they were receiving for a very long time. So we know in the analysis of what happened, and we know what kind of a note Trump certainly scored with a lot of people. So now it's about, can he implement all of that, and what will happen there? Will some of those jobs come back? How does that work? What about healthcare? And healthcare, especially, I said this before, is the stickiest of all the situations, because the premiums are just outrageous. How do you go when how do you afford when you're on limited income anyway, or even if you sort of make a decent living, how do you afford your premiums going up three times? You know, it doesn't instill a lot of faith into wanting to. Well, first of all, here's the problem. People not going to the doctor because they don't have health care. We already know that. Then you get this health care, but then you can't pay for it. And then if you can't pay for it, I mean, you know, it's just a slippery slope. So we'll see what happens from there. But I agree. It's definitely time for no conversation and action. That's for sure. All right. This one is from Paul. Paul says, Kate, I've never seen anything like it. I'm so sorry that people are protesting in the streets, because I think they're missing the point of all of this. Let's come together. I don't care what label you use. Let's come together and try to really make America great again. Why not steal that moniker from the president-elect and work together as human beings and as Americans? It's this divisiveness is just ridiculous. And now that the election is behind us, we need to put that behind us, that's for sure. Good sentiment, put it behind us, like Paul says. Doesn't do any good now at this point, because there's nothing. I mean, you can protest the election results, but it's not going anywhere. So moving forward, I've seen a lot of that on Facebook, where people who were not happy with the results we're saying, hey, let's give this a chance. Let's move forward. Let's try to make this work. Let's blah, blah, blah. And just, I say blah, 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 because I kept reading the same thing over and over again. Let's do this thing. Let's try to remember that we are all Americans, and, you know, throwing rocks and setting fires and having protests are not going to change the results. It's just like in sports. I say that politics and sports are so alike. It's like in sports. Your sports team wins, so you go crazy and you injure people and you get smashed and you start, you know, throwing things around and you're part of a celebratory thing, but it looks more like a protest. Or you're upset that your team lost and you do something cockamamie and crazy and hurt somebody else, even if you didn't intend to, because of the rage machine. So that doesn't help anyone. Being a rage machine doesn't help anything. Starting a war in the country doesn't help anyone. I mean, the question is, really, what can you do to help? What can you do to quell the divisiveness that's still very, very prevalent? All right, this one is from Wendy, and Wendy says, Kate, I have to tell you, I'm going to get brave one day and call Nail the Score. I've listened to you a couple of times on the Nail the Score thing, and I think it's really clever that people call up and they try to nail the score. I was wondering if you ever had any winners. I have, but it's been a while. You know, I didn't realize this, but I've been doing America Tonight now for 10 years. It's 10 years. Can you believe it? And I have had winners. I've had two winners, and they were totally excited. One in Connecticut and one was in Vermont. And they did what I always say. They randomly picked numbers and a team, and they won and, you know, had the bragging rights. And it was a lot of fun to give away those prizes and a lot of fun to see somebody win. I am confident we're going to have a winner this time around. Someone's going to win. I just know it. I just feel it in my bones. You know when they say they have that intuition? People are, like, surrounding it. And it's just a guess. I mean, it's, you know, this is pure chance. That's what this game is about. It's supposed to be fun and you know, give us something lighthearted to do. I think we'll have a winner. Maybe Pete in Texas. Maybe Dan. I don't know. Maybe Sharon in Maine. She is passionate about Nail the Score. This one is from Jane. Kate Delaney, I have to tell you, I'm addicted to your show. And thanks to all the people that call in, and I hope that momentum continues for you. And I would say what you say, it doesn't matter what your political leanings, call the show, start a movement, be involved. I listen to your show when I run, I download it, I'm an attorney, and I specialize in helping the little guy, so to speak. I won't go any deeper than that. And I'm passionate about what I do. I have crazy hours. So sometimes it's live, but a lot of times I download the show and I listen to you when I'm running and I get a really my news, the little snippets of what I need to know. I like it when you do odds and ends so that we know that there's other things besides politics floating around out there and the argumentative set on all sides of what just happened in this election. So thank you. Well, thank you for that. It's always good to download the show and listen to the show when you're running. You know what? It's different when you listen to a playback. There's things you pick up that you may miss when you're listening to it live. I have a lot of people that send me notes like James. So a reminder, you can go to GCNlive.com or you can go to TuneIn.com. If you go to TuneIn.com, there's an archive of all the shows there. I'm going to make sure I have it. There's an app on your phone. I didn't even know this, and somebody told me about, yeah, I got the app. What have you been doing? So they've got an app, and they've got, you just can go to the website, and you can just download the show. And like I said, it's got archives from the past. You can listen to those shows. I don't know how long the archives go, but they probably go pretty far back, I want to say. And the hours are listed, are listed there. So that's a great way to check it out. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Napoleon. I like that. Napoleon. Napoleon from Sarasota, Florida. Kate, the turnout for the election was okay, but not really what I thought we would see. What do you think? Were you expecting that we would see a higher turnout? Yeah, you know, I'm always for the higher turnout, of course. I'm for more people being involved, and even if you're not happy with the results, even if you're not happy with the results, or you are happy, just being involved in the process. The more people are involved, the better we'll have maybe better candidates. We'll have a better way to do this election thing. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that this past election was, like Donald Trump said, 16 months. It's crazy. That is ridiculous. Back in the old days, it was like a handful of months leading up to the convention. I don't think we'll ever go back to that, but really, do we have to drag out the process for years on end? So, like, you're running 2 years after you're already in? I mean, it's just insane to me. Once again, remember, you can send me your thoughts on anything and everything under the sun, americatonight.net. Changing planes, we surrender, but here we go again.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.